42. That's 670-1942 online at listwithamber.com. Listwithamber.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We need to flood the Capitol switchboard with calls in support of Senate Bill 458, the bill to define sex. Please do not email. Your message won't get there in time. Please go to our website at montanafamily.org for a list of key senators, then call 444-4800. That's 444-4800 and ask them to support the bill that clearly defines sex in the Montana Code. The vote is at 1 o'clock today. Please call now. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
Great update there from Jeff Laslaffy. I'm super disappointed to hear that the bill protecting realtors from religious discrimination didn't make it through. I figured that's a no-brainer, especially after what you've seen here in Montana with realtors being discriminated against for their religious beliefs. And of course, the realtors associations, you know, have these hate speech laws where they basically say if anybody disagrees with the leftist ideas, then boom, that's a hate speech violation. So disappointed to hear that, but obviously other good news. Again, that phone number that Jeff Laslaffy mentioned, 406-444-4800. What's so interesting about this whole sex and gender distinction is, Jeff Laslaffy mentioned those words don't mean the same thing anymore. Well, it's interesting because the Democrats will actually tell you, the transgender activists will actually tell you that sometimes those words mean the same thing and sometimes they mean something different. It just depends on whatever fits the left at the time. They'll either say they're the same or the different. So it's the whole point is to sow confusion, of course. By the way, big news out about John Tester. John Tester took thousands of stolen money from FTX, and was bashing crypto as a get rich quick scheme. And now he refuses to regulate crypto from the banking committee because that will make people think it's real. And there's a story here from December of 2022. U.S. Senator John Tester, says he sees no reason why crypto exists. Senator John Tester, crypto has not been able to pass the smell test from December 2022. Here's a story from NBC from, again, December 2022. Tester labels crypto get-rich-quick scheme during FTX hearing. And then, what do you know? John Tester took a bunch of stolen money from FTX employees and the FTX founder. I'm calling on John Tester, give that money back. That was stolen money. That ought to go to all of the FTX customers that had their money taken and donated to Democrats. John Tester ought to give that money back. Got a message here from Paul in Bozeman. Paul says HB 548 isn't just about shed hunting. It includes trespassing while hunting also. Trespassing and poaching is out of hand. We need stiffer penalties to get it stopped. Amen, Paul. I agree. Poaching and trespassing are really, really bad deals, and we absolutely need to get it under control. Let's go to Steve in Belgrade. Steve, thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, I wanted to agree with the last couple callers. I'm going to tell you why. Have you ever read the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto?
Oh, yeah, I'm an expert on it.
All right, what's the second plank?
I don't know. What is it?
Heavy progressive income tax. What does our Constitution says? It says no direct tax shall issue, meaning that is exactly the opposite. Number 5 of the Communist Manifesto is a central bank, the Federal Reserve. That was, we got the Fed Reserve December 23rd, midnight, 1913, when either three or five congressmen stayed back when Congress was adjourned for Christmas, and they voted in the Federal Reserve Act, which is owned by the eight richest families in the world. Those eight families create the wars. And then they want the people to go out and send their young men and their to go fight in the wars that they created. Now, number 10 of the Communist Manifesto is public education. And I would suggest that, just from what I have heard here, that you're younger, I guess, maybe. But there's five prophecies that talk about this time where we're at right now, and you can look these up. George Washington was out praying on his knees in Valley Forge, and his spirit left his body, he went up, and he sees in his vision that we had gone on and across America, and we had won the war, and he sees the lights come on across the country, and then he sees a red mist come in and puts out
the lights. Steve, we're up against the break. I'll put you on hold. I'll let you finish. My initial reaction to what you're saying is that America is the greatest country to ever exist. We're a shining beacon on a hill. We're an example to everybody.
To lose, call QC Kinetics now and get moving again. Call 406-201-6263,
406-201-6263. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. The United States is not perfect, but the United States is one of the least corrupt countries on earth. America is the greatest country of all time. Our Constitution is the greatest thing of all time. Let's go back to Steve in Belgrade. Steve, I'm going to let you finish here. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Like I said, there was five prophecies that talk about this time. And George Washington's vision, we talked about that, about how he's out praying on his knees and he sees that we had settled this country, and he sees the lights had gone on across the country. But then he sees a red mist that comes in and puts out all the lights. And General McClellan had a vision before the Battle of Bull Run in the Civil War, and he saw the same thing. Now, if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39 in the Bible, it says, "I will bring Gog and Magog up against my people Israel for their iniquities." And it is a land of unwalled villages and et cetera, if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39. Well, obviously, when Gog and Magog, which is Russia and China, when they go up, they don't go to Israel down there. They go to Israel over here because Israel was a people, not a country. And then if you Dimitri Dudeman was a pastor in Romania when it was a death sentence to be a pastor in Romania. And he was smuggling Bibles into Romania. But this angel would tell him what he had to do. Turn left, turn right, get off the train, or whatever. They could never catch Dimitri Dudeman smuggling the Bibles into Romania. But the people would tell this ruler, "Well, Dimitri, he's the one that's doing that." Well, the angel told Dimitri this was going to happen before it happened. And so, sure as heck, they went and got Dimitri, and this ruler says, well, he's going to get him to tell him how he's smuggling the Bibles into Romania. And so The angel also told Dmitri not to tell him anything, and a great lesson would be learned. So they tortured Dmitri for a month and until he physically can't take any more torture. And then they sent him home, let his wife heal him up. Then they went and got and did it again, did it for another month. And finally, this guy says, well, I haven't got you to tell me anything, so he ordered him to be taken out and shot. Well, as soon as he did that, the guy fell over dead. The rest of them says, whoa, there is a God, and you're out of here. So then he kept smuggling the Bibles into Romania. But then the angel said he had to come to America and wake up God's people. And he says, well, why do I have to do that? Aren't there any pastors in America? And the angel says, no, they've all turned against me, which they have with their 501c3 tax status. And so he comes to America, but he can't speak English. So he goes on a fast for, I don't know, 40 days or whatever. And this guy had heard about what had happened while he was smuggling the Bibles into Romania. And this guy, he can speak Romanian. So this guy says, well, come on. He got Dmitri, and they took him around America. And he's telling them the same story of all these prophecies they're talking about. And he takes a trip around America speaking in different cities. And then when he gets done, he says, that's it. I'm going back to Romania. Well, he falls ill, can't get out of bed. Praise the God. He says, God, why do you make me sick? And the answer came, well, you won't do what I ask, so you can stay in bed. He says, okay, I'll go again. So she went around another trip in America. Now, this is probably in the late 80s or early 90s I'm talking about. And so he made another trip around America. Then he went back to Romania. But then if you've ever read any of Tom Brown's books, there was a Stalking Wolf, was an old Apache Indian, and he sees the same vision. There's five of them right there. There are probably more, but America turned against all of the stuff that you'll read in the Bible in about 1913, and right away, the money changers, they want war, and they create the wars, and then they loan money to both sides. Well, right now, when we went under the Federal Reserve, it is not federal, it is owned by the eight richest families in the world, and they create the wars, and they get a bunch of us ignorant Americans to go fight the wars. Well, that's exactly what's happening in Ukraine right now.
We're not fighting in a war in Ukraine.
Well, not yet. But you watch, Ukraine attack the Donbass areas, which is Russia. Now, whoever split that Ukraine up when Russia went down, again, they're creating the problem, offer the people a solution to the problem they create, and then we follow, it's problem, reaction, solution, anyway, as long as their solution I'm talking about. But this thing that's going on in Ukraine, we are on the wrong side. It was the Russian, the Ukrainians wanted to kill off the Russian people in the Donbass areas.
That's Russian propaganda. That's propaganda from the Kremlin.
Not either. You better check it out. And that's what's happening. And you're going to find out. Anyway, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Boy, if there's an example of how I like to give callers a chance to speak, it's right there. Ralph in Gallatin Gateway says, oh, please stop. Got another message here from JJ in Whitefish. JJ says, David, I love when you fill in. Thanks. You know what, JJ? Thank you. It really means a lot. Does anyone know what happened to the bills that took power away from Montanans by forcing cities into smaller lots and the one limiting permitting to make it easier for developers and harder for communities to stop them? I just looked in these articles I've got printed that kind of go through a summary of what bills died and what bills passed. I didn't see an update on that one, JJ, so I'll throw it out to the callers. If any of you folks know what the status is of those bills regarding the city lots and the permitting one, feel free to give us a call. That last caller mentioned George Washington, and a lot of the isolationists love to talk about George Washington. And so I'm going to read something from George Washington's farewell address. This is one of my favorite George Washington quotes. This is so good. You can find this just by Googling George Washington farewell address. But people always forget that George Washington said this and what George Washington meant by this. Okay, quote, profoundly penetrated with this idea, and he's talking about how great the Constitution is. Profoundly penetrated with this idea, I shall carry it with me to my grave as a strong incitement to unceasing vows that heaven may continue to you the choicest tokens of its beneficence, that your union and brotherly affection may be perpetual, that the free Constitution, which is the work of your hands, may be sacredly maintained, that its administration in every department may be stamped with wisdom and virtue, that, in fine, the happiness of the people of these states under the auspices of liberty may be made complete by so careful a preservation and so prudent a use of this blessing as will acquire to them the glory of recommending it to the applause, the affection, and the adoption of every nation which is yet a stranger to it. Okay? If you didn't understand what that meant, George Washington is saying that the United States should encourage other countries to adopt free constitutions like we have because that benefits America. Again, he says, the happiness of the people of these states under the auspices of liberty may be made complete by the careful of preservation and so prudent a use of this blessing as will acquire to them the glory of recommending it to the applause, the affection, and adoption of every nation which is yet a stranger to it. Now, when I talk, one of the most important things about foreign policy is domestic politics and how that impacts foreign policy. And, you know, I actually have a degree in international relations. I've traveled to over 25 countries. I studied abroad 3 times in college and law school. This is one area where I've spent a lot of time researching and reading and focusing on this issue. But one of the takeaways that you learn when you study. Foreign policy and history and international relations is that a country's foreign policy is oftentimes determined by its domestic politics. So, for example, China and Russia, they hate America because they are domestic communist dictatorships and autocracies. And America is obviously a constitutional republic. And so we are natural enemies with China and Russia simply because of our domestic forms of government, which is why George Washington talks about how our happiness will be complete if we follow our Constitution so much that it recommends to every nation to adopt something similar to our Constitution. So George Washington understood about how domestic politics impacts foreign policy. George Washington understood that it's in America's best interest to have other countries with free constitutions and to not have the rest of the world all be communists and dictators. If the rest of the world is all communists and all dictators and America stands alone as a constitutional republic, we're going to be a lot less safe and secure than if we have strong allies all around the world that with constitutions and everything like that. And again, I'm not saying that there's no corruption in America. I'm not saying that America's perfect. There is a corruption here. We do have problems. But to blame all of the problems in the world on America is just completely false and is a result of not being informed about how truly evil Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, all these countries are. We'll be right back. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Let's go back straight to the phones. We've got Austin in Billings. Austin, thanks for calling.
Hey, David. Thank you for filling in for Aaron, getting up early and doing the show. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, just wanted to call in. I didn't catch the caller's name before, but wanted to echo some of her sentiments regarding the globalist agenda that's at play in regards to Ukraine, Russia, America, the United Nations, everything just kind of tied in. With the Republicans and the Democrats, I mean, I grew up in America. I'm born and raised Montanan. I grew up Republican. And then you start to kind of see all these inconsistencies that the Republican Party would do. Namely, the first one that comes to mind is George Bush when he signed the Patriot Act, which, I mean, we all understand why he did that, but it was the single greatest violation of American citizens' constitutional rights. Completely voided our right to privacy, allowed the government to come in and basically dissect our lives, all for the sake of, quote-unquote, safety and security. So we got two wings of the same bird here that are just flying us and have been flying us down the path, probably since the days of JFK, because of his clear, he was clearly against the secret societies and the agendas. And so we get to where we are now, with the readily available information. People are starting to dive in and do their own research. There is definitely some connection between all these countries that is specifically targeting sovereignty, freedom, and it's a play to come after America in the long run. But luckily we have our guns. So that's the only thing keeping this globalist agenda from taking over, kind of coming into every single country. They're certainly to the north. They're certainly to the south in Mexico. But yeah, there's, I agree with you that we don't want to completely support America's enemies, but we also got to do some deep dive kind of internal analysis on just what America has been involved in over the past century. You know, you look at the 50-plus regime changes that we've been involved in, from Afghanistan for 20 years, they're back to Panama. I mean, yeah. Sorry, I'm rambling, but there's a lot going on here. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. And you know, I agree that it makes sense to question our foreign policy and look back on it. Of course, it's very, very easy sitting here in 2023 with complete security and safety to then criticize with 2020 hindsight past American foreign policy. I'm a little bit more humble than that. I'm a little bit more grateful for our country, for our military, for our foreign policy than that. I'm not gonna go look back with 2020 hindsight and then criticize America's military and America's decision making and foreign policy during the Cold War and then blame America for all the problems in the world. I really think there's this anti-American sort of sentiment that comes about because we do have problems in America. And I'm not saying America's perfect. I obviously think that we've got a lot of problems. I talk about it all the time, and there's a lot of corruption going on and lots of bad things happening in America. And of course, America's made mistakes, but the world's problems are not America's fault. The reason Russia and China hate us and are aggressive and are now downing our military drones in international waters, it's not because America's the bad guy. It's because they're the bad guys. America, we're the good guys. That's how we're, and we won the Cold War. It's like some of the problem I have with criticizing past American foreign policy is we weren't there. We don't know we do know. They had certain information at the time. For example, during the Cold War, America was in a global struggle against communism. We were trying to defeat communism. And so, yes, America fought wars during the 20th century. America supported freedom fighters in other countries. America helped people in other countries prevent communist takeovers. But that was because we were in a Cold War. We were fighting global communism. We had very, very good reasons to do those things. And so to sit here in 2023 with your, when you're fully safe and secure and with 2020 hindsight, and to bash America for things it did during the Cold War, which we won, by the way, the United States of America, thankfully, we won the Cold War. We defeated global communism, at least temporarily, until it's recently started to make a comeback because of Russia and China. I just think there's all of this is, I guess it's a result of the left and some of these leftist ideas sort of infiltrating the right. A lot of this stuff that you hear, it sounds exactly like the hippies, the anti-war hippies from the 60s. If you go back and listen to what the anti-war hippies were saying in the 1960s and compare it to what people are saying today, it sounds exactly the same. I think it's a result of people not ever experiencing a true war, so we're having to make up problems. You know, the people that fought in World War II are not going around talking about how America's the problem and America's so horrible and this is all America's fault and Russia's right and America shouldn't support our partners and allies overseas and America shouldn't. You know, the only reason that the economy exists the way it does and that we have the safety and security we do is because of the United States Navy guaranteeing the safety of the high seas, period, full stop, plain and simple. To think that we would still have the same economy and we would still have the safety and security if we fundamentally reversed traditional American foreign policy, I think is misguided, to say it lightly. Let's go to Linda in Churchill. Linda, thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning again on this snowy morning. I heard you read that from George Washington. So incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love that. Being up in years, I was raised and called this country a republic, saluted the flag and all of that, and that seems to be all gone. And I do follow George Washington's words as much as possible. But Biden gets up there and he keeps calling it a democracy. So who turned our country around, when and who did it and why? I have a lot of questions. Thank you so much for your wonderful program, and I'll keep listening.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate that. And I love reading George Washington's words. It really, really is powerful. Just the way that he writes, the way that he spoke, in that particular quote that I read, frankly, I'd like to commit that to memory. It was so good. Hey, got a couple of messages here on the Montana Talks app. Tim says, your last caller is awake, spot on. Thanks for letting him speak. Well, you're welcome. You are welcome. I like to let the caller speak, and I don't cut you off, and if you got something to say, I'll let you say it. Kay in Billings says, America is the greatest country in the world. However, Steve is right. We've been slowly and systematically infiltrated by communists. Just look at what Khrushchev said. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. You won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you'll fall like overripe fruit into our hands, and we do not have to invade the United States. We will destroy you from within. Well, look, again, yes, America is being infiltrated by communists. That's why I talk about it all the time, which is why I talk about us as conservatives, us as Republicans, we should be united in fighting the real enemy, which is Marxists and communists, which are taking over our country. Instead, it's a fatal flaw amongst conservatives, but we love to fight each other. Most conservatives spend way more of their time fighting other conservatives on the 5 or 10% of issues they disagree with which is a real travesty. Clint in Columbia Falls says, I don't hear anyone speaking anti-American. I hear people saying they don't want to destabilize America for the benefit of Ukraine. Even the rest of Europe, our allies, aren't aiding Ukraine, even 10% of our aid. If you learned anything in the last 6 years, we don't believe everything you hear from the government or the media. Who believes everything they hear from the government or the media? I don't know what you're talking about there. This idea of saying that oh, hey, you know, yeah, America's a great country, but we're infiltrated by communists, and oh my gosh, this is all our fault. I'm sorry, but comparing America to China and Russia and putting America's problems and America's corruption on the same level as China and Russia is just flat out wrong. That's not true. The China and Russia and North Korea and Iran and all of these other horrible states are 1,000 times worse than the United States of America, and the world will not look the same if America reverses our traditional foreign policy. We got people that fancy themselves conservative that support the 60s anti-war movement and apparently think that America will be just fine if we reverse everything we've stood for.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Moody's, by the way, in a really harsh blow to a reeling industry, Moody's Investor Services has now cut its view on the entire banking system to negative from being stable. The firm said that they're making the move in light of the bank failures that prompted regulators to step in on Sunday with a dramatic rescue plan for depositors and other institutions impacted by the crisis. We have changed to negative from our stable outlook on the U.S. banking system to reflect the rapid deterioration in the operating environment following deposit runs at Silicon Valley Bank, Silvergate Bank, Signature Bank, and the failures of SVB and SNY. According to Moody's report, you can't blame Moody's for being honest.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, cheers to our friends at Blinds.com, celebrating over a quarter of a century of best-dressed windows, and now they're giving you up to 50% off. Show your home some love during Blinds.com's anniversary sale. Shop everything from shutters and curtains to motorized outdoor solar shades. Let Blinds.com handle the installation. Just check installation when you check out. Right now, shop at Blinds.com for their anniversary savings up to 50% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I like a pre-workout before I go to the gym because especially after getting up at 0:30 to be on the radio, if I'm going to go work out in the afternoon, I need a little extra boost to get a better workout. So I buy Montana Made pre-workout. Yeah, it's made at All American Pharmaceuticals, Dr. Jeff Galini, which is the old Kmart in the Billings Heights. Their stuff is in GNC stores and all these places all over the world, but I buy Montana-made products like that right here in Montana. Kyle Austin has their products, the EFX Sports products, at Farm 406. So for our listeners in the Billings area, you can drop by 38th and Grand, check them out, get some of those products for yourself, or if you're somebody who, you know, wants to get your prescriptions, you can go to Farm 406 as well. They'll
4GOLD.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Open phones, taking phone calls all week long. 406-294-0970 is the number, 294-0970. Let's go to Jerry in Laurel. Jerry, thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I just want to thank you for your candor regarding the war in Ukraine that Russia started. I think that a lot of people forget that we actually signed an agreement with Ukraine and Russia for them to give up their nukes. We talked them into thinking it was a good idea to give up their nuclear weapons, and we assured them of their security in that agreement. And so really what we're doing now from my perspective, as far as agreement or security agreement, we're not doing enough. And I think what Putin did is he smelled weakness with Biden, and that's why he made his move. If we'd have had a strong leader, they could have put in a no-fly zone in Ukraine before this thing even started, and I think it would have stopped it before it started.
Right.
This is ridiculous to think that Russia has any justification for anything they've done with this.
Amen. Thank you so much for the call, Jerry. Really, really appreciate it. And again, this is one of these issues where there's a lot of disagreement on the right, but I am just being honest about what a lifetime spent studying these issues and a lifetime spent reading history and traveling the world while studying these issues. And I'm just giving my honest take. Russia is our enemy. And he's right. We did sign an agreement with Ukraine. We did promise to provide security to Ukraine. And so, of course, we've got treaty obligations to help them out. They're one of our strongest partners. They want to join the EU. They want to join NATO. They want to be a Western country. They want to be friends with the United States. They want to be our ally. And Russia is our enemy. And they hate America. And Russia hates America. And they want to take America down. It's like, this isn't a complicated issue. Our enemy invaded our friend. That's all there is to it. Our enemy invaded our friend. And so, of course, I'm going to root for America's friend against our enemy. And Ukraine is doing an incredible job fighting against Russia. Nobody expected Ukraine to be able to hold its own as well as they have. It really, really is impressive what they've been able to do. I wanted to get to this story. Missoula's plan to end homelessness 10 years later. What's next? And I didn't even know this, but Missoula actually adopted a plan to end homelessness 10 years ago. Missoula had a plan to end homelessness by 2022, and even the media admits it failed. They hope to take these observations that they've had through their failure over the last 10 years to end homelessness to create a new and improved strategy using a retrospective approach. But challenges in funding could serve as a steady headwind in their effort. So, You've got 10 years of Missoula trying to end homelessness. It failed. But now they've got a new plan. And then, of course, they're blaming it on COVID. Hey, Missoula's 10-year plan, it didn't anticipate COVID or COVID's impact on social services funding and housing availability. COVID increased funding for social services. I don't know what they're talking about here. If you've been to Missoula lately, you can rest assured that they have not ended homelessness despite their 10-year plan. All right, folks, top of the hour. Open phones if you want to be on the show. 406-294-0970. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.